This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. Every year, Milwaukee Magazine compiles a list of the city's most beloved institutions. The Best of Milwaukee issues features dozens of categories, like the best supper club, the best vintage shop, and of course, the best fish fry. Chris Drosner is the executive editor of Milwaukee Magazine, and he joins Joy Powers in the studio to talk about this year's list. Drosner starts by explaining how they decide what to include in their list.
The guts of the Best of Milwaukee is our Reader's Choice poll. So the way that works is we kind of decide what categories we want to spotlight, and we pick different categories every year. Some are kind of mainstays that we carry through from year to year. You know, best new restaurant is always really popular. Best lunch, some stuff like that. But we want to kind of keep it fresh, and the best of doesn't change every year. So we want to kind of have some a little bit of dynamism in the categories. So, and the winners, obviously. So we pick mostly different categories every year, and then the staff kind of nominate who we think are among the best. You know, we come up with a list of maybe 4 to 6 or 7 kind of choices for people to choose from. We post that survey on our website, and you know, I think it's the voting's open for like maybe 6 weeks or something like that. Quite a while, and there's always, of course, a write-in opportunity. I don't think we had any write-in winners this year, so that's kind of the guts of it. And then we augment with some editors' picks, and we try to kind of find ways to play with the format every year.
Yeah. So you mentioned, of course, it's mostly based on what people vote for. But one of the things you also featured inside of this piece were a number of things where the editors disagreed with what the readers chose.
Right. Yes. A controversial aspect, to be sure. So, I mean, we have experts on lots of different topics on staff, and we kind of like to play up that expertise. So We had to kind of convince Ann Christensen, our dining critic, to do this, but yeah, she picked a few of her favorites within some of the categories. For example, we had the best taco, and this is one that was a winner last year or in recent years, Bel Air Cantina. You know, got a couple locations.
Makes a great taco. Yeah,
they do. It's a great taco, but you know, it's kind of a fusion. Some of their tacos, at least, are kind of untraditional takes on the taco. So Anne went with a very traditional taqueria place called Chilango Express. That was kind of the one that I was like, that is something that is definitely my bag. And that's not one, you know, I've been to Bel Air a bunch of times and I hadn't been to Chilango Express. So that's on my list now.
Yeah, it's funny. Food is such a personal thing, especially. So you look at some of the choices, and I'm sure best taco is one where you might go, oh, well, I really like vegetarian tacos. And so I go, oh, Bel Air is great for that. But if you want something that is more authentic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's one area where the semantics of it kind of, we have to be kind of careful, because Best of Milwaukee is, you know, certainly we do think this is the best of, but another way to look at it is it's the most popular in Milwaukee because it's a survey. And, you know, we had, I think it was pushing 3,000 votes in this, which is, I guess it was more than I was expecting. People really like to have their voices heard and, you know, weigh in. And on most of these things are things that people really kind of feel passionately about. So, you know, it's good to be able to kind of express that. And part of the challenge this year we did little write-ups on every winner. So that was kind of enlightening to have to, if there was a winner that was kind of a surprise to us, we had to go and figure out what makes this great, you know, if we hadn't experienced it. So that was a lot of fun as well.
What were some of the surprising picks?
One of the ones that we raised an eyebrow at was 5 o'clock Steakhouse for our supper club. That was in our Wisco, internally we were calling it Wisco Classics because who has time for that extra syllable? But the Wisconsin Classics was a fun category that we kind of embraced the Wisconsin food and drink identity a little bit. But Anne was of the opinion that that was more of kind of, it's a supper club, but it felt a little bit more on the steakhouse side of things. I guess that was a little bit of a surprise. I was a little surprised at the way the musician broke down, because we've got some really great, some really talented musicians in Milwaukee. The voting was happening late spring, early summer. And that was right when Trapper Shep's new album came out. And, you know, he had that great video of like all the great Wisconsin things. And I just thought the timing of that was like, oh, this is going to be a runaway. But Amanda Huff, she came out on top, and she actually participated in our photo shoot, which was a lot of fun. We had BJ Daniels, which was our editor's pick as best drag queen, to kind of serve as like a mascot for all our different kind of groupings of categories, and which was art directed by our art director, Paul Higgins, and it just turned out awesome. So that was a lot of fun. And she actually took part in the shoot with BJ kind of singing into a microphone. She's got the headphones on. It was great.
I should mention Trapper Shep actually works for our program.
Oh, well, there you go.
he's our LTE producer.
Ah, excellent. Yeah. Hi, Trapper.
So looking at especially the Wisco favorites, I think there were a lot of very familiar faces, I guess I might say, but familiar places for sure. And I think they've won this category before, but Lakefront Brewery once again got best fish fry. What is it about their fish fry that is so unique or just, you know, so spectacular?
I mean, have you had it? It's, you know, they use that light beer battering. I think that's a big part of it. But to me, this is almost tied hand in hand with their beer hall, which is just a great space for that kind of food. It's like the communal seating, and it's big and open, and a lot of times they've got music going on. You know, I mean, they also won another fried thing in the Wisco Classics, the cheese curds. So, you know, maybe they've got magic fryers. I'm not sure. I'll have to ask them that next time I talk to somebody over there. And I can't let this go without saying Lakefront actually won four categories. They had the curds, the fish fry, and then they had best craft brewery, and then best individual beer, which went to their River West Stein, which, you know, I mean, that's a classic. That some of these, you know, there are many beers that I could pick for like the best of Milwaukee. But that one really kind of feels like it fits. And especially when you bring in the populism element of it, might be the longest running craft beer in Milwaukee. And I mean, it's named after one of its great neighborhoods, and it's just really tasty. So, yeah.
There's a whole section, of course, that is dedicated to drinking. And something that you put in there are these kinds of emerging trends that we're seeing in drinking culture. And one of the more interesting parts of it is that inside of drinking culture, and this is true both in Milwaukee but nationwide, we're seeing a rise in non-alcoholic drinks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Anne wrote about that, and that's something that is kind of, you know, she's not a huge drinker. So she kind of takes notice when these things happen. And there's something that's so appealing about the cocktail culture, and particularly the kind of the craft aspect of it, with these infused syrups and, you know, a kind of narrow-use spirits, that sort of thing. I'm primarily a beer drinker, and that's really appealing to me, the idea of playing with those flavors and the combinations and the different, you know, textures and mixtures that you can get from that. And I think that is appealing to people who don't drink alcohol as well. So I think that's part of it, and, you know, it's healthier. I think that's a trend not to be overlooked in that as well.
Yeah, the healthier aspect also seems to kind of go into the hard seltzers, which are also mentioned as an emerging trend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this has been a big one this year. And when we were talking about these kind of trends were one way that we kind of filled out the category and brought some freshness to it. And seltzer it has blown up, like especially as we were putting this together this summer. It seemed like hard seltzers were just everywhere. Miller Coors had a bunch of them at Summerfest this year, but the White Claw culture just exploded. And it's not necessarily a local trend in that there is a local Wisconsin, Milwaukee-based company that does one called Press. But it was so much a part of the way the drinking culture changed this year that we felt like we couldn't ignore it.
Yeah. You know, when you look at this list just overall, what are the biggest standouts to you? We talked about things that you found surprising, but what were some of the big standouts just in general?
The thing that really struck me was how it aligned with the way that we see Milwaukee. You know, like best place to take the kids, MPM, the public museum, you know, like which is the way that I mean, when I came to visit my grandparents in Milwaukee 25 years ago, we would go and see the Buffalo Stampede exhibit and the snake and the I Closed Wolski's bumper sticker on the Jeep in the jungle exhibit. So that kind of traditional aspects of how all of us think about Milwaukee were really here. And then obviously there's cutting edge trends involved too. And I don't know, it felt like there were so many categories where I mean, we talked about the surprises, but there's so many where it's like, yeah, got it. Classic Milwaukee, which was this kind of category where we wanted to just throw out some icons of Milwaukee. And it was, you know, we didn't really explain what the categories were. It was just giving people these different options of what to vote for. And it was Summerfest. Like, of course, right? I mean, the big gig. I mean, Summerfest in particular, but all the festivals during the summer are so much a part of the city's identity. So I thought that was great, and I thought that was really well represented. I mean, I'm proud of our readers. They did a really good job on picking these things. And we played around with the We Beg to Differ thing, and that was a little cheeky. But, you know, I think it's a great representation of what's great about Milwaukee.
Yeah. Well, Chris, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect and sharing your work.
Thank you, Joy.
Chris Drosner is the executive editor of Milwaukee Magazine, and he spoke with Lake Effect's Joy Powers. You can find more of our conversations with Milwaukee Magazine at wuwm.com.